This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it's only a couple of days since Labor Day, which honors a traditional value of this great nation, which is labor, work, the work ethic. That's America, isn't it? One of the most scary books that came out recently, came out in 2016, is a book called Men Without Work. The main author is Nicholas Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute, where he researches and writes extensively on demographics and economic development. The whole point about men without work was that there were jobs available in this country, but that increasing numbers, millions of men in particular, were unwilling to take them. And now there is a new edition of the book. It is called the Post-Pandemic Edition, because what happened during the pandemic was even worse, particularly with some of the bonuses and the gifts from the government that were supposed to take care of people during the pandemic, extended unemployment. We now are talking about literally tens of millions of people who are choosing not to work in the United States. Nick Eberstadt has written a whole slew of books that are very important and very influential, including books like A Nation of Takers, America's Entitlement Epidemic. Nick, it's great to speak to you again, and congratulations on the new edition of Men Without Work.
Michael, thank you for having me back on. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. Right now, it is extraordinary. You can't go into stores, sometimes big box stores, grocery stores, restaurants, without seeing basically help wanted signs, people offering jobs. And some of them, when you live in cities in Seattle, we have a $15 an hour minimum wage. Why is it so difficult to find people to take the jobs that American businesses need to have fulfilled?
We've never had a problem like this one today before in peacetime history, Michael. We've never had 11 million unfilled slots with workers, with employers begging for workers, with all of the bargaining power on the side of workers now, with this great resignation that's going on, and people still just staying on the sidelines. Well, we are about 4 million workforce members below trend from where we'd have expected to be today on the trends before the pandemic. And the upsurge in unfilled jobs since the recovery has also been about 4 million. So there's this gap, about 4 million on top of what we might have expected in a kind of pre-pandemic bad normal, with 7 million prime-age men neither working nor looking for work. It's gotten much worse since the pandemic and since the recovery from the pandemic.
I mean, part of what you write about in your new book, which is going to be linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is called Men Without Work Post-Pandemic Edition, is that basically we made unemployment pay. How and why did we do that?
Well, everybody remembers the spooky initial weeks of the pandemic, when everything was heading into lockdown and people were afraid that we were going to have Great Depression Part 2, not just in the U.S., but internationally. Washington opened the floodgates to avoid a second Great Depression. The Fed started printing printing money and taking other heroic interventions that had never taken before on that scale. And in terms of Congress and the executive branch, the transfer payments that were pumped out then were absolutely extraordinary. They overshot. In short, they overshot. In a economic crisis, in a national economic crisis, we pumped the gas so strong that income levels in 2021 and 2020 were actually above trend. Spending, after a blip, was above trend. People had so much government transfer, borrowed money in their pockets that they didn't care to spend it. And America's savings rates actually doubled in 2020 and 2021. So we had a COVID policy lottery winning payment of about $2.5 trillion to American homes. And that was money that people could either use to supplement work or to substitute for work. And I think we're seeing right now that there's a lot of substituting for work with that transfer.
And one of the things that you emphasize in your book, and it connects with other books you've written about population and about the future of family, is that the problem of men without work also is a very big problem in terms of family formation and ultimately even criminality. Explain.
Well, since the 1960s, we have had this collapse of work for prime age men, or guys between the ages of 25 and 54, who traditionally are not just the backbone of the workforce. Those are the ages in which people form families, raise kids, take on a number of kind of important non-labor, non-economy functions, let's say. Over the past two generations, we have had a steady flight from work by men in this critical group of society. And the flight from work has also tracked with flight from the family, a flight from engagement in raising children and being under the same roof as kids, having kids at all. There's also been an explosion of criminality since the 1960s, and following the explosion of criminality, there's an explosion of punishment. It sounds amazing, but as we are speaking now, there are probably more than 20 million adults in the United States, overwhelmingly men, not behind bars, in society, who have a felony conviction in their background. On the whole, for our population as a whole, something like one in seven adult men has a felony conviction at this point in time.
Okay.
Probably a higher ratio for prime age men. The government, for its own reasons, in its own great wisdom, does not track these numbers. So we have this giant, invisible ex-con pool in our society. But clearly that's also related to the current impasse that we find.
The book is called Men Without Work. We're going to continue the conversation about what can be done about this right now with so many jobs available. Is it simply a matter of paying more for those jobs? And then what does that do if you're fighting inflation at the same time? Because the pressure on prices would be enormous. There is a great deal here in this little book, and it is a little book. It is full of information and insight. We will be right back with Nicholas Eberstadt, author of Men Without Work, the Post-Pandemic Edition, all coming up as we go to work on what to do about the situation here on the Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, Nick Eberstadt looks at an anomaly in American life, which is that if you look at the unemployment statistics, it's remarkably low. And some of the lowest unemployment figures, and we had this going back, of course, to the Trump administration, and it's continued here. In spite of the pandemic and the inflation fears and everything else that's going wrong with the economy, the problem is that those unemployment numbers, as he makes clear in his new book, Men Without Work, that's actually a book from 2016, there is a new post-pandemic edition, which is even more urgent, even more forceful. In terms of dealing with this difficulty we have of people not seeking employment. And so what do we do about it? Has the do you see that the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, is there anything in that massive bill that was passed recently, signed into law by President Biden, considered his greatest achievement? Is there anything in that bill that would actually help the situation and help encourage more American males and females, where there's an increasing problem, to go to work?
Well, the optimistic read back from some of the non-government economists is maybe if everything works out, it'll have a neutral impact on inflation. That's pretty optimistic, I think. What we have to recognize is that government can't do all that much to fix the basic problems we're dealing with here, although it can make things worse. What the government cannot do, for example, it can't fix the family structure in the United States. If we had 1965 profiles in family structure, we'd have millions and millions and millions of more men and more of our population at work. If we had 1965 religiosity in the United States, we'd also have a much more healed social fabric. We'd have much more work connection, much more family connection. We can't do that. And certainly if Uncle Sam tried to set up a Department of Religious Improvement, you know, kind of what would happen with that. So we hope they don't get into those areas. We've had this natural experiment over the period of the pandemic where the end of the special, more or less unconditional, first $600 a week and then $300 a week payments for pandemic unemployment insurance had a big impact. Ending those payments got a lot of people back into the labor force. Not back to the levels that we were before, but in the right direction. So we probably want to think about a couple of things. We probably want to think about more training, more skills for people in our country. Not everybody, may want to go to college. Everybody should get out of school with a skill, and our public K through 12 schools have failed the population badly in providing what used to be called vocational skills. That's a big gap. We probably want to take a good hard look at the disincentives in our disability insurance programs, in our government disability programs. If we were going to be unflinching, we'd probably want to scrap them and start from scratch with a kind of a pro-work principle in our benefits programs. We have to do something to try to get people who are ex-cons back into society. But behind all of that, Michael, I mean, I think, you know, kind of stating the obvious is we have to recognize the worth and the value of work. It is poisonous and condescending and elitist to say that there are jobs people shouldn't have to do, that there's work not worth having. Work is a service to others that helps complete us. It connects us to our society. It helps connect us to our families. Part of the reason we're in the dilemma that we are in the United States today is because so many people are alienated from society. Work is one way to kind of kickstart the reconnection that will help to heal our social fabric. Have to just recognize that.
I'd like to get back to the point you made about family structure and the changes in family structure since 1965. probably the most striking change that I'm aware of is just the number, the percentage of children who were born outside of marriage. I believe in 1965, nationwide, it was 5% to 10%. It was in that range. And now we're close to half of all children born of all ethnic backgrounds in the United States who are born outside of marriage. Why is that tied in with this idea of men without work?
Because anywhere you look, for any ethnic group, for any educational profile, guys who are married and living under the same roof as kids are more likely to be in the labor force and are more likely to have jobs than those who are never married and don't have kids under their roof. Call it what you will, but there is a provider impulse that comes with the family. And if you just held constant, if you just had the same sorts of profiles as we had in 1965, we would expect a much, much higher rate of work for men today, prime age men. In reality, the place where we are today, the work rates for prime age men are actually slightly lower than they were in 1940 at the tail end of the Great Depression. So part of the depression scale problem we have with work for men today has to do with family breakdown.
Which is one of those things that you will find out about in Men Without Work. Nick Eberstadt, we have to continue the conversation because there's, of course, much, much more. And in terms of the criminality, which is gaining so much attention right now, this is one of the great issues that is going to be determining this election. And there is a story, particularly grim story, that is riveting the country out of Tennessee that I want to get to and talk about. And also a problem of a judge disqualifying a public official from his job because he participated in the riot in January 6th. Is that fair? We will get to that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting the Obamas at the White House for the official unveiling of former President Obama's portrait.
This is a gift of the Obama presidency to the country and to history. It's a gift I felt personally.
Californians are asked to conserve energy, including limiting charging their electric cars, as hot temperatures strain their power grid. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says this is a reason why the state shouldn't aim to ban the sale of new gas cars in 2035.
What we have here is them willing for something to happen, but with no plan to execute the needed infrastructure, which verges on an hallucination.
The EPA administrator is spending part of her Wednesday in Jackson, Mississippi, discussing the ongoing water crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show. There's a lot of times on this show that we will talk about the stupid or miscalculated or ill-advised things that politicians do. And it's politicians on all sides, politicians everywhere. So if all of a sudden there's a small news item that suggests that a political leader, and a very significant political leader, is doing something right, McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, who more likely than not will be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives, I think providing a very significant change of focus to Nancy Pelosi. And it was announced today that that Kevin McCarthy is going to be unveiling a four-part commitment to America in Pittsburgh on September 19th to tell voters why they should vote for Republicans and not just voting against Democrats in November. Now, the one thing I would say is, what took you so long? They really should have done this before, because the idea of a more positive, optimistic Republican agenda is going to make the difference between a closely divided House and one with a meaningful, secure, big Republican majority. In any event, the McCarthy's pledge, which he's going to be announcing again on September 19th, he says, in a couple of weeks, will be much smaller than the GOP's 1994 contract with America that had 10 very specific pledges, which, by the way, Newt Gingrich almost entirely kept. Then but it aims to give a unified message that all Republican candidates from every wing of the party all across the country can sign on to. And the pledge has basically it is basically called a commitment to America that gives you four areas of focus. And it gives you a commitment to an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, which has to do, obviously, with crime, and a future that is free, and a government that is accountable. Now, all of this still has a lot of fleshing out to do, and I do think, however, that the idea that it is there right now in prospect, and we're coming forward to that, that is a terrific and positive development. What is not a positive development is that despite all of the conversation that we have in this country, and it's necessary, about safety and public safety and crime and its impact, there are stories all the time about career criminals who should be basically removed from causing any further horrors, who are released, and released with no justification and against all logic. There's a headline story, and this is the way that Associated Press accounts for it, is police in Tennessee said yesterday they'd found the body of a Memphis woman who was abducted during a pre-dawn run. She was jogging. And this was confirmed fears that Eliza Fletcher was killed after she was forced into an SUV on Friday morning. This was 6 in the morning. She's going on her daily run. And a guy comes up and grabs her, assaults her, and throws her into the SUV and then kills her. The news followed an exhaustive search throughout the long weekend with dogs, ATVs, and helicopters in a case that's drawn national media attention and is already becoming a source of partisan controversy over criminal sentencing. Well, obviously it should. U.S. Marshals arrested Cleotha Abston, who is 38 years old, over the weekend after police detected his DNA on a pair of sandals found near the place where Fletcher was last seen, according to an arrest affidavit. Police did not find Fletcher's body until just after 5 p.m. on Monday and did not publicly confirm the body was Fletcher's until Tuesday morning. That's yesterday. The 34-year-old Fletcher was a school teacher and a granddaughter of a prominent Memphis businessman. She's sometimes described as an heiress, but money had nothing to do with this, apparently. Abston, the suspect, was released from prison in 2020 after serving 20 years for a previous kidnapping. On Tuesday, he made his first court appearance on charges of kidnapping, tampering with evidence, theft, identity theft, and fraudulent use of a credit card, and, oh yes, a first-degree murder as well. Several of Fletcher's relatives were in the courtroom, along with more than 20 media members, as Abston said he could not afford bond and he could not afford a lawyer. General Sessions Judge Louis Montesi appointed a public defender. Court records show that Abston has also been charged with first-degree murder. He's scheduled to appear in court today. Memphis Police Director Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis said it was too early in the investigation to determine how and where Fletcher was killed. Davis said the body was found behind a vacant duplex. A police affidavit said officers noticed vehicle tracks, purple running shorts whose appearance was consistent with those Fletcher was wearing, were found in a discarded trash bag nearby, the affidavit said. Abston previously kidnapped a prominent Memphis attorney in 2000 when he was 16 years old. He spent 20 years in prison for that crime, but he had been sentenced to 24 years. Some prominent Tennessee Republicans yesterday were quick to argue that Abston
if he had served his full sentence, that Fletcher would still be alive. And the earlier kidnapping, Abstin forced Kemper Durand into the trunk of his own car at gunpoint. The commercial appeal reported, after several hours, Abstin took Durand out and forced him to drive to a gas station to withdraw money from an ATM. At the station, an armed Memphis Housing Authority guard walked in, and Durand yelled for help. Abstin ran, but was found and arrested. He pleaded guilty in 2001 to especially aggravated kidnapping and aggravated robbery, according to records. Durand, in a victim impact statement, wrote, "I was extremely lucky that I was able to escape from the custody of Cleotha Abstin. It is quite likely that I would have been killed had I not escaped." Fletcher, the murdered woman, was the granddaughter of the late Joseph Orgel III, a Memphis hardware businessman and philanthropist. Her case is the latest that reinforces the fears of many female athletes when it comes to working out alone at night in secluded places. Crime statistics show these types of attacks are rare, but women out for a run face much greater dangers from traffic. Okay. In a statement, Fletcher's family said it was heartbroken and devastated by this loss. In a Facebook post, St. Mary's Episcopal School, where Fletcher taught kindergarten, said faculty and staff started yesterday in chapel and lit candles in her memory. Isn't it time that we got serious with very serious criminals in terms of longer-term sentencing? We'll be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael Medved show, it's a problem with people on the street, not only street criminals, but people who live on the streets. And that is nowhere more of an intense problem right now than it is in Portland, Oregon, which used to be listed very regularly as one of America's most livable cities. And by the way, I know there are Portlanders who may want to call up and say, well, we still are. Things are just going wonderfully. But I don't think there are many people who would take that position. There was the Daily Mail, which, again, British paper, a different perspective, but they're all over the Portland story. They have a piece that begins, "I'm done with Portland, furious residents of the Democratic-led city reveal why they have no choice but to sell their homes as homeless drug addicts set up camp right outside their front doors. Residents of Portland are selling their homes due to the homeless epidemic that's ravaging the city. Some homeowners say they are terrified to leave the house due to mental illness in homeless communities." You think there's some mental illness in what they call homeless communities? I wouldn't even use the word communities. They're homeless encampments. They're not communities. The city has set up Safe Rest Villages, a program that shelters homeless people in designated lots. But unauthorized homeless encampments are popping up in many neighborhoods, spreading to the suburbs. By the way, we were driving in the University District on Sunday, and they have set up a what used to be a vacant lot is now filled with a bunch of so-called tiny homes, which is supposed to accommodate homeless people. And by the way, it's right next to a huge tent encampment. And the tiny homes that they have provided there was a mess. There's garbage everywhere. It was awful. The homeless crisis exacerbated by the worsening drug crisis as hard drugs have been decriminalized in the state. Lifelong residents Bruce and Rebecca, Becky Phillip, who told the Daily Mail that they're done with Portland due to the increasing number of homeless camps that have trickled into the suburbs from downtown. It's trickled is the wrong word. And from what I'm saying, it's not trickled, it's cascaded, it's flowed, it's erupted. KGW Channel 8 in Portland reported on homeless tents that are still in place, despite an ordinance which says people cannot camp near schools, with school beginning if they finish the teacher's strike. But here's what it sounds like. Clip 6A.
There are several campsites here along Northwest Hoyt. It's one of the routes to school that the city said campers are no longer allowed on. But as you can see, they're still here. And many tell us they have no plans of leaving anytime soon or anywhere else to go. A green tent sits in protest on the corner of Northwest Hoyt and 19th, near the Metropolitan Learning Center.
I'm just keeping my tent here up for protesting reasons.
It was posted for removal on September 1st, since it's within 150 feet from a school, meaning it's in violation of Mayor Ted Wheeler's new ban on camping near school campuses, which started about 2 weeks ago.
Saying that this is an illegal campsite, and was saying that there are plenty of shelters that you can go to.
But Joseph Riandu would rather stay on the streets than go into a shelter.
I don't feel very safe staying there because some of the people that room there make me and my partner uncomfortable. So we would rather stay in a tent.
And despite the fact that that tent is within 150 feet of a school, there's more. And listen to this same homeless individual takes a moral position. Listen.
I can move my tent today if I wanted to, but it's more of just a moral thing. I want to sit in protest for a few days. I believe that our city and our government should give us more resources.
For other homeless people on this street, they find the ban on camping confusing.
They're telling people to move. They're not banning it. They're just telling people to move from here to here and not giving people nowhere to go.
They keep saying they'll clean it up, and it's still sitting there, all the junk. And I mean, it's been weeks since I walked this five times a day.
Michelle Scott lives across the street from the Metropolitan Learning Center. She's now trying to move due to these camps.
They walk around and they pee or poop wherever they want to. They have their pants down. I don't understand how they can have this around children.
And she is not the only Portlander who is fed up and is actually telling local TV, KGW Channel 8, that they've had enough. Listen, this is clip A.
Drug use, garbage, rats, and violence became an all-too-common sight outside the homes in this neighborhood off Southeast 80th and Rhine.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, there's folks that are, you know, smoking meth, they're shooting up, there's domestic violence, and it's absolutely absurd.
Nathan Lamb has lived in the neighborhood for 6 years.
There's multiple times where you have to come out with slumped-over individuals and say, hey, my son's handicapped bus is coming in about 5 minutes, can you please move along?
He and his neighbors spent months trying to get the city's attention. It took hundreds of emails and phone calls until the rapid response team showed up Monday morning. Is it shocking to you that it takes such a struggle in order to get some action?
Absolutely. It's absolutely remarkable that no one responds. No one seems to care. Obviously, we feel like these individuals get more rights than we do.
Rapid response crews spent about 2 hours clearing the campsite.
Many who live in this neighborhood say it's just a matter of time before the homeless move right back in.
Look, it's appalling, and it's not just Portland. And unfortunately, it's everywhere in the United States, very much in Seattle. It is impossible not to be struck by how the city, downtown in particular, has changed for the worse. And despite all of the evidence and the prosperity and the developments of Amazon building a whole new campus in downtown Seattle, it's one of those things where literally the graffiti has spread everywhere, and it goes along with the litter, which always comes together with a great deal of graffiti. And the whole sense of you're in some Mad Max movie, or you're in some kind of dystopian science fiction fantasy. What happened? How did this occur? And is it not possible for people to get hold of just those superficial things? It doesn't even involve, it basically involves enforcing existing law. There's a gigantic problem, and it's a problem that is spread across the country, which is that, and it is shocking to me, given the level of concern about this, which I think is close to universal, that you don't hear candidates talking in this election season about the homelessness crisis. There's a Senate race here in the state of Washington. And it's a Senate race that is surprising everybody because we have a fine Republican candidate, Tiffany Smiley, but very eager to have her back on the air. But she ought to speak about homelessness because it's a problem in Spokane as well. It's a problem in Tacoma as well. It's a problem all over the country, the state of Washington and all over the country. And the question is, what exactly has Patty Murray, the incumbent senator who's been there since the earth cooled, she's now going for her sixth term. What is it that Patty Murray has ever done to try to deal with something that is such a visible deterioration of by far the biggest city in the state that she represents? That is a question. There are other good questions that are asked of some other incumbent Democrats by Republican challengers who, by the way, will help to determine the political future of the Republican Party and of the United States, because the Senate race and the race for control of the U.S. Senate is going to be very, very close. So what are some of the traps that Democrats have set for Republicans, and particular for supporters of President Donald Trump? We will get to that with David Frum, former presidential speechwriter in the Bush administration, a prolific author and a leading writer for The Atlantic. What about traps for Republicans and how to escape them? With David Frum in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.